So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited a machlekes whether the second pasuk im yimatzeh hagan of Yisham Shnayim refers to ganav atzmai, an actual thief, or to toyin tainas ganav, a guardian who falsely swears that the object in his safekeeping was stolen from him. According to the first braisa that both pesukim referred to toyin tainas ganav, we need another source for ganav atzmai, that an ordinary ganav pays kafel for all objects. The Gemara now cites an alternate source for ganav atzmai. The pasuk says, "Im imatzi timatzi biyada hagneva, misharat chamar ad se chayim shnayim yishalom." This pasuk clearly refers to an ordinary thief, and the Gemara offers several interpretations of how Tanit Bechizkiah expounds this pasuk. Yemer sharu gneva v'chayim akol b'chlal. The pasuk uses the general terms gneva and chayim and several specific terms. This is interpreted as a klalu prat uklal, and we include anything be'ein haprat, similar to the specified items. Although Lodami Klal Lobasar Klal Kama, the general terms are not alike, because the second Klal refers only to animals, while the first Klal includes anything, nevertheless, Hatana Debei Bishmal Hu Dikahai Gabna Darish Klal Uprati. This Tana holds that we can learn a Klal Uprata Klal in this manner, and expounds as follows. Yaimer Geneva Vishar Vachayim. If this Pasuk only specified Shar, Hayisa Aimer, Maha Prat Mefurish Karv Lagab Mizbeach, I've called Karv Lagab Mizbeach. This would only include other animals that are suitable for sacrifices. Yemer geneva v'sher v'sevachayim. If the pasuk also specified se, ha'yisi aimer, ma'aprat mefurish dav hakadosh bebachayra, I've called dav hakadosh bebachayra. This would only include animals whose firstborn are sanctified. Yemer geneva v'sher v'sevachamor v'chayim. If the pasuk would also specify chamor, ha'yisi aimer, ma'aprat mefurish bali chayim, I've called bali chayim. This would only include all animals. However, kishu oimer chayim, hari chayim amor. From the term chayim, it is clear that we include all animals. Ma'ani mekayim geneva, the rabbis call davar. Therefore, the klal uprat klal is understood to include inanimate objects as well. All davar hametaltel v'gufei mamon, all movable objects which have intrinsic value. However, the Gemara questions this understanding. Klal gufei chayim ksivbe, bal chayim in midachrini loi. The general term chayim can only include other animals and cannot be part of a klal prat klal that includes inanimate objects as well. The Gemara therefore suggests itzrich im himatze timatze. We expound the klal prat klal using the general terms himatze and timatze as the klal due to the principle kamakim sha'ata moite shnei klalas hasmuchim zeh lazeh hatel prat b'neim b'doinim klal prat klal. We may insert the specific terms between two adjacent general terms and interpret them as a klal prat klal. Therefore, the prat of shur teaches us ma prat mefurish davar metaltel v'gufei mamon. I've called davar shemetaltel v'gufei mamon to include all movable objects that have inherent value, and the prat of chamor teaches us la asuya davar mesuyim to include only identifiable items. However, the Gemara questions yehachi seh lomeli. If so, the prat of seh is unnecessary. The Gemara therefore explains ribu umid v'ribuhu. We do not interpret in the manner of a klal prat klal. Rather, it is a ribui umiut for ribui, a series of inclusionary and exclusionary terms. Therefore, rabbi kol mili, everything is included. And the specific terms each exclude a particular item, namely chad l'mutei karka, v'chad l'mutei avadim, v'chad l'mutei shtaris. The three specified animals serve to exclude land, slaves, and documents. Additionally, gneva v'chayim, the terms gneva and chayim teach us if an animal decreased in value after being stolen, he must make full restitution, as the Gemara will elaborate in the next daf. Having expounded this pasuk as a source for kefil beganav atzmai, the Gemara now explains the pasuk according to the opinion that ganav atzmai is derived from imimatze haganav yisham shnayim. The pasuk al kol davar pasha concludes with asher yishin elikim yisham shnayim l'ri'eyu, from which we exclude v'loy hamashias atzmai. In other words, moed b'knas pater. One can only become obligated in kefil, which is a penalty, by bezdin. But one does not pay penalties by his own admission that he stole. Additionally, Rav holds, Moed b'knas v'achach bo eidim pater. He is exempt even if witnesses subsequently corroborate his admission. This is derived from the pasuk imimatzi timatzi. Imimatzi be'eidim timatzi b'dayonim. Prat l'marshiyas atzmai. Bezdin only holds him liable for kefil if they initially receive the information from witnesses. However, the braisa that interprets this pasuk as referring to ganav atzmai must hold moed b'knas v'achach bo eidim chayiv. One is liable for the penalty if witnesses subsequently testify that he stole. The Gemara now questions, Ganav Atzmai B'Shavua. Perhaps an actual thief only pays twofold when swearing falsely, just like a Tani Tanis Ganav. The Gemara explains, Lelichta Rachmon Ishnaim Yishalim B'Ganav, V'Leisi B'Kavachem M'Tani Tanis Ganav. If so, the Pasuk did not need to mention a thief at all, and we would derive the twofold payment for Ganav Atzmai from Tani Tanis Ganav as follows. If one pays twofold for stealing something that he originally obtained in the permitted matter, certainly an ordinary thief who stole the item in the first place should be liable. Therefore, the Pasuk teaches that he pays kafel even without swearing falsely. The Gemara also derives from the double expression, even if he did not steal with his hands, but with his property. For example, an animal ran into his courtyard and he closed the door. He's considered a ganav and liable for kafel.